Blog Talk Radio.
Dating Again, a personal growth venture. Yes, dating. It can be frightening, fun, exciting, heartbreaking. It requires being open to explore, meet new people, open up to potential love, friendship, and rejection. Lots of rejection. We are back this week following our series on breaking up and healing and moving on after leaving an intimate relationship. It seems like a natural place to move into the dating scene, as the title of our last show was, Yes, There Is Life After a Breakup. Hi, I'm Karen Weary Cole, licensed marriage and family therapist of Insights Counseling Center, Inc. in Orange City, Florida. I tell you what, dating can be so many things. Like I said, it can be fun, frustrating, challenging, exciting, a royal pain in the ass, and the best thing that you have ever experienced all at the same time. I have found it very helpful to see dating as a personal growth experience. Fact of the matter is that the more we focus on managing our thoughts and emotions while going through the dating ritual, the better off we're going to be, because there's a lot of rejection that takes place. There's a lot of sifting through what the other person's motives truly are, setting boundaries that work for you, and finding out what you really want in a date. The clearer you are about who you are and what you want, the better you'll be able to sift through the people you look to date. The better you know yourself and express yourself authentically by being transparent and open and honest, the quicker you'll be able to weed out the dates who are not for you. What do you need to know when you go out onto the dating scene? Well, are you looking for a short-term fling or a long-term serious relationship? That will determine how to present yourself and who you're willing to spend time with. It's okay and commendable to make the statement right from the get-go, so each party can make an educated decision on what the next step is. You might not be ready to settle down, especially if you're either really young or you're just out of a relationship, especially a long-term serious relationship. It's a good idea to date around for a while after getting out of a relationship so you can have fun and get to know yourself again. The thing about dating is that it's practice in how to communicate to someone you have a romantic interest in. You learn how to set boundaries that work for you and negotiate what you're willing to do and what you're not willing to do. You practice on how to manage your emotions. How do you feel good about yourself when you're waiting for this person you're interested in to call or text you back? It's easy to get caught up in staring at your phone, waiting for that magical text, and to do your best to think about things that you need to do, like work and school and being a parent. The more you're able to focus on bettering yourself rather than whether or not the person you're making a connection with is returning your call or calling you back after a first or second date, the better you're going to fare on this whole dating excursion, if you will. It's when we get stuck on wondering what the other person is doing, who they're with, are they thinking of us, when are they going to call you, that you get distraught and anxious and feel that wrenching pain of self-doubt that starts to sneak in and disturb your inner peace. So, you're a busy person with a job. Maybe you're an entrepreneur and run your own business and have kids you need to take care of. You don't really get out anywhere other than to and from work, school, and the grocery store. So, where do you find people who are eligible dates? Of course, you can go to the bar. However, if you're not a barfly, you need to find other places. Look at activities you enjoy and sign up for classes or groups that partake in that activity. Perhaps you like being outdoors, so you might find a group who go hiking and kayaking or bicycling. There's a great website for social groups called meetup.com. Now, don't get this confused with a dating site also called meetup.com. The one I'm talking about is red and white and looks like the name tag that says, "Hello, my name is." There's a group for any possible interest you can come up with, and you're not obligated to do anything by signing up. When the group plans an event or outing, you receive an email about it, and if you're available and it looks like something that would be fun for you, you sign up and go. It's nice because you have a chance to meet other people who have similar interests at an event that you don't have to think up and plan. Just sign up and show up and participate. I've had some very positive experiences from these groups. It may not lead to dates, but it puts you out there where you have the potential to meet someone, whether a romantic relationship or a friend. It's yet another way to keep yourself occupied with activities that interest you, where you can explore and develop yourself, and you're not sitting around waiting for someone to call you. You are in charge of your life. You aren't sitting around feeling sorry for yourself, twiddling your thumbs, worrying about what's wrong with you that this person isn't calling you back. Because guess what? There is nothing wrong with you, and if the person calls you back, then it's because they're interested in you on some level, and if they don't call back, well, then they aren't. And it's better to leave things at that than to try to force something to happen with someone who just is not into you like that. Church, school, museums, or other places to potentially meet someone. However, if you really want to expand your range of meeting people who are on the market looking for a date, I recommend going on dating sites. Yes, online dating. Many people poo-poo the idea of online dating for a variety of reasons. I'd like you to entertain these ideas. One, you have access to literally thousands of people who put themselves out there as available and wanting to find someone. Two, you can meet people you would never have met in person. Three, you get to practice even more how to reach out. And four, because there are literally thousands of people on the dating sites, which places you in the abundance frame of mind instead of the lack. It's when we worry about that there will not ever be the right person for you because all of the good guys or women have been taken already that we start feeling more desperate and clingy, which is very unbecoming and a huge turnoff. Confidence, my friends, is extremely sexy. Not being cocky and a diva, rather, confidence, as in feeling good about yourself, inside and out, draws in the kind of people who are of a higher quality than when you feel insecure and unworthy. People who take advantage of other people can see and smell insecurity from miles away, like prey. And this is why it's important to work on yourself. You are worth the investment of time and work that goes into increasing self-confidence. Back to online dating. You need to be selective in who you communicate with and where you meet and what information you give out. However, that is no different than when you meet someone in person who asks you out on a date. There is no beating the level of practice in dealing with rejection and moving on when something goes awry with someone you've been in contact with, because right there are people reaching out to you or you have the opportunity to reach out to them. As always, I recommend you listen to your gut instinct with regards to who is right for you and who is not. On this note, be brave, go out and explore, and grow into your authentic selves. I honor your journey. Next week, we'll discuss relationships and communicating, what makes relationships work, and what are early signs of a relationship that may be toxic. Until then, have fun exploring outside of your comfort zone.